This is an original podcast from The Castry, the newest podcast on the podcasting block. But now, please be entertained or educated or both.
Hello, my lovelies, and welcome to my show. I am Lee Sophia Pete, and this is Dance Floor. We are on the floor to explore. On this podcast, we'll be talking to movers and shakers, creatives of the dance world. We will get to know them, pick their brains, and see what makes them tick. On Dance Floor, it really is my hope to build a community, not just of creatives of dancers, but also of entrepreneurs and business minds alike. Conway October, C-Flex the artist. Oh my gosh, my dear friend. It is so great to finally sit down with you. Welcome.
Yo, thank you so much for like having me. I wasn't actually like surprised when you asked me. I was like more like, okay, finally. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Because like I feel like it was overdue, like just having a conversation, but like recording it, because I always feel like our conversations are always like, you know, really like insightful. Mm-hmm. And I always feel like it should be in front of an audience, like, hi, welcome to my TED Talk, for example, you know, shout out Kurt.
Yes, absolutely.
But yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Conway. So tell me how you got into the dance world, and also not just the dance world, how it is that you came up with your whole persona.
Yo, for me, like, I think I was 9 years old. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think at the time, that's when my cousin Luke also got introduced to like Saturday classes at Jazz Art. Mm-hmm. And then because he was also studying dance at high school. Mm-hmm. I never had dance at high school. So yeah, for me, it was like kind of cool getting involved, like him telling me like, yo, no, you should come through on Saturdays, get involved, whatever Saturday classes. Okay, they are going to dance joint, meet more people, you know what I mean? Get into like the whole like nitty-gritty of like the behind the scenes, not mm-hmm. just now coming to a class, mm-hmm. you know. That's kind of where it all started. And then in class, I would always look out the window because that's just what I do. I daydream a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'd see the Zubzap tent. And I was very interested. And then I went there and then I inquired and I started training with them for like 6 months because of like my flexibility and whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, it also didn't feed me or fuel me in the right way because I felt like my flexibility was more now entertainment than actual like expression, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And for me, I think that's always been the case. Mm-hmm. In a lot of different spheres of my life. Like I've always been flexible, really supple. I think I maintained it really well from like birth. But the persona, I guess, just came from me. I guess also a lot of it has to do with me being an only child. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So you had a lot of time to experiment and explore, and that really allowed you to really bring out this whole other world
100%.
That a lot of people are like so fascinated by.
100%.
And that's what started your brand as well, C-Flex,
yeah.
The artist.
Because like it was also just like I built a lot of like universes in my mind because I had a lot of time alone, not a lot of friends, mm-hmm. for example, you know, mm-hmm. and I had to just entertain myself or keep myself busy or, you know, and that's kind of how it just, like I kept my imaginative like instincts like sharpened, mm-hmm. do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because yeah, like I still enjoy animation and cartoons and stuff and like, you know, other worlds and all of those kind of things. Like it's nice for the mind, man, to exercise like these type of things. And mm-hmm. for me, I think what challenged me was when I had to transform all of those imagery into like movement.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? And like, I think it was just an understanding of, I think firstly music, mm-hmm. I think that's my number one passion. And then dance, because I don't feel I would have had dance without music. Because I also come from a very musical family. My dad's a musician, plays drums in church, also grew up in church and stuff. So, yeah, music's been a thing, man, in our family, you know. And for me, I discovered dance through music, you know. And it wasn't like I knew it was dance. I just knew, okay, I enjoy what I'm hearing. So, you know, this thing's happening. But I'm so, like, grateful for myself for actually, like, keep finding out, like, keep wanting to find out at least like what that feeling is, man, of like why am I moving?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
what
okay,
else is in me?
Okay,
like,
music
what's,
is there, but
going
like,
on?
Like what's the connection, man? And that's just been my whole life journey. And from there, like a lot of different things stemmed from it, man. Like my illustration work, for example, or just my fashion sense, or, you know, it just, I think it boiled down to me wanting to just express what I saw in my imagination, you know, and constantly doing that.
And I think also, I mean, when we met on a commercial, right?
I
remember when you and I first met, we like literally just hit it off like a house on fire. And I was so intrigued by how open you were and just how fun your energy was within the space like that we had. And then we developed a really good friendship. And obviously getting to know you, I knew that you were a dancer, but then also there was this other layer of you expressing yourself, not just through your body, but also through your artwork. How do you think that, as you say, animation inspires you, how do you think that that correlates with the way in which you express yourself now? Because you're saying that you do it through your art, you do it through your movement, and you do it through your clothing as well as your music. So that's basically you being a 4D artist. How does that all amalgamate? How does that all come together for you?
I think it just starts with like understanding what creativity actually is, man. Like getting down, like actually just doing research on the word like creativity, or just create or creation, for example, you know what I mean? And understanding the dynamics of the word first, or of the verb, you know. And for me, it was just always, firstly, I had a lot of time on my hands. I would get bored very easily doing something all the time. So me dancing for 2 hours and then stopping and then going to illustration, and then from there maybe sitting down with my mother on the sewing machine, or you know what I mean, et cetera, et cetera, kind of just stemmed from me realizing time management. That was number one. And like being able to like fit more than one or more than 1,000 things in a day if I can, you know, just because it's fun. Because I like hopping from different things to, you know, to like keep my mind also more open to like more things and more inspirations and whatever. Because I also realized, for example, I don't even remember when was the last time I had a creative block. Because my different artistic avenues kind of like stream my river. So like here will be a caption from this mountain, there will be, you know, from something the illustration mountain, the water comes and then it fills my river, you know. So my river never runs dry because I have so much streams flowing in the same direction, which is ultimately expression, or full expression, as I like to put it.
Conway, that's amazing. And I think you are one of the fine few people that have that are self-inspired. How important do you think it is to have a community or an artistic kind of outlet where you can join with other creatives in terms of just being inspired and also just like being confident and comfortable to express who it is that you are? How important do you think community also is in this kind of work?
I definitely think it's important, but like even outside of the work, I think it's important just as people, you know, because we're all on this earth. And I mean, what are we doing other than building or connecting, man? Because since the beginning of time, we've been building. We're literally sitting in a building. You know what I mean? I'm sitting on a chair that was built. So why are we not building together as people, man? You know what I mean? And for me, it's just, yeah, it's a lot of things, man, you know, politics, A, B, and C, whatever. But for me, I definitely think community is so important because it definitely helps each other, like, realize that I'm not the only one, man. You know, and sharing your stories and realizing that, oh, someone else also experienced a similar situation to me. But if I didn't say anything, I would feel very much alone, man, in this space or situation that I'm in, you know. So, yeah, I mean, and I think people need to definitely open up more, get in tune with, like, just the humanity, you know.
And I think also there's a boldness also being able to create, but also not just to create, but also to kind of put it out there for social media, or at least for people to scrutinize. Do you succumb to that? Do you when people are approving of your work or disapproving of it? Like, how do you handle that? Because I know that you put a lot of things out there.
For me, I'm really inquisitive, so I just do it because I just want to see. But people's if response. I do it, I already accepted it when I uploaded it. Do you know what I mean? So it doesn't really affect me what people say about my work or what they don't say. It's kind of cool because I've said it all in my work.
And I think that's so powerful because I think like people have become so used to getting other people's approvals. And even on social media, you're checking the likes, you're checking who's approving of that. But you saying, you're doing this for you and it comes from within, and that should be the only reason why you were doing it and enjoying it. Is that the truth?
Yes, exactly. Because I mean, like, why did I pick up a pen in the first place? You know, like, why did I put on like a pair of sneakers or like train or like warm up in the first place is because I really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So whether or not I get 1,000 likes or I get no likes, mm-hmm. I enjoy it. So mm-hmm. I'm going to do it anyway. Mm-hmm. And for me, I realized that art isn't for myself. I made it, yes, it's my work, but it's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I make my work or I do what I do to inspire others. So mm-hmm. what's the use? I'm going to just sit and work. You know what I mean? I need to upload it. Like if it's a platform I can advertise my work that might inspire somebody, why not? Mm. You know, because then I'm doing some sort of good in this world without even really doing much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think also just being an artist is very selfless because you are kind of just putting yourself out there the whole time.
100%.
Do you think that you having all of these outlets is therapeutic
for you? Definitely. But there's a lot of things that I also do outside of like my artistic avenues that also like kind of really help me like break a sweat, which is like basketball, for example. Mm-hmm. Like I really enjoy that. And even like track and field, just training. Because it's nice to have a goal, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And usually like with my illustration work, for example, there really always isn't a goal. You know, I just maybe have a color in mind, but I don't know what it's going to look like until it's actually finished.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so for me, I don't really like putting that much pressure on things that I enjoy because I should be enjoying it, you know. And yeah, if I do feel pressured, I'd go like skate down a hill, for example. Or, you know what I mean, go hike a mountain.
I mean, because you can do that.
Because I can, you know what I mean. But also just like finding what it is that sets your soul on fire, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because once your soul is set on fire, all of the things that don't matter burn away.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll feel after, that's why like after you gone for a jog, for example, or you went to the gym or you broke a sweat or you feel alive again, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And that's very important to maintain that like cycle, man, because it's life. Like tomorrow is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And
today
is today. So like, you know, try like see what's the familiar like patterns within your days, man, and like build around that, I'd say.
Conway, tell me, how do you feel like just within yourself being an artist also? What would you say about confidence, having confidence? Let's unpack that a little bit. Like, what does it mean to put yourself out there? Would you say that regardless of whether you're confident or not, you do your work, or does that play a factor in when you put your things out there or not?
I think self-awareness should be like, or knowledge of self rather, should be like a very crucial key in your confidence, man.
Mm.
Because how can you be confident about a product, for example, that you don't know?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So how are you going to sell it?
Mm.
You must believe in the product.
Absolutely.
You know, you must, in order to sell it, man, you must believe in it. Mm. So for me, like, there have been a lot of like self-doubts and all of these things, and even just like me seeking validation from other people growing up and all of the, you know, your heroes or whatever. But then you grow up and you reach an age where you realize that no one's actually gonna ultimately help you other than yourself, man.
Absolutely.
And to get where you need to be, you need to do it. No one's gonna do the work for you, man. So, and that's why I enjoy doing like basketball, for example, playing basketball, going down a hill, or like track and field, because I'm having to do it. Like, no one's going to do it for me, man. The only way I'm going to get better is if I do it. And I think I've always really kept that mentality since like a very young age, because I also really enjoyed sports in school.
Yeah.
And I did everything. Yeah. I never just did one thing because I didn't want to be told that I only need to do this if I enjoy all of the sports.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So why can't I? I mean, I would be the most tired, always sleeping in class, for example, whatever, but I don't regret any of it, man, because I learned so much life lessons from, you know, the sport and just people in general, yeah.
Conway, tell me, how was lockdown for you? I mean, you've got all of these activities. You can draw, you can sing, you can, like, you could literally just hang out with yourself. How was it being in isolation, basically?
I mean, it wasn't much of a difference. Like, it's my whole life's been, like, I've been an only child, so it's been, like, me and my parents, man. However, because that's been most of my life, I chose like people because I enjoy people, man. And I enjoy not being alone, even though I can be alone and I'm comfortable, super comfortable. I can stay alone for like hours at a time, you know what I mean? But I enjoy people, man, and I enjoy community. So it was also really difficult also even just linking with people because it was like, oh, yeah, that
can I contact?
Those bad things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I guess how I kind of like dealt with it was I always like giving myself challenges. So like my Flexpression 44 days challenge that I made for myself. Like every day I sit down, I meditate and I think about how I feel, right? And in that feeling, I just start moving. And then when I'm done moving, I find myself in a position that is like Flexpression, you see? And then I basically remember that choreography in terms of like how I needed to get into that position. I put my camera down, I put on self-timer, 10 seconds, I press it, I literally have to run back to the frame, do all of the things, and then, you know, and I do this for like, my first one that I did, I was living in Johannesburg. This was also when I kind of was like close to a creative block.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I challenged myself, because if I'm at the block, that's when I need to like challenge myself more to really dig deeper, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So first it was 30 days, then it was 44 days, my second challenge. So I'm just like building and building and building, and I'm realizing that I get to learn more of myself through these positions or poses that I do. And it's so funny, everyone's like, oh my word, like you must teach me yoga. But I've never did yoga a day in my life.
Yeah.
It was just self-observation and like doing like self-research on myself, like a mad scientist basically experimenting on myself, you know. And that's kind of how I got to know more of me and more of my body, you know, and more of what I had to offer through knowing myself through my body, you know. And that's ultimately what Flexpression is the flexibility of the mind through the body. So, yeah, you need to know yourself, man.
That's really beautiful, flexibility through the mind. I mean, from the mind through
the body.
Through the body,
because your body's the tool, you know.
Absolutely.
Like, if you pick up a hammer, you telling the hammer what to do, you know. So, it's just, you can tell you, but you can do anything.
Yeah, and I think also, I mean, I followed your process on social media. And like you said, it definitely does help you to get into kind of a meditative state. And I think that is also so important for a person's mind, especially going through such a very difficult time right now, people having to be mentally sound. And would you say that your Flexpression has really helped you to really, you know, tap into that sense of peace and confidence and strength because you go into like a transcendent almost kind of state?
Yes, 100%. And it's not even just like in those freezes or poses that I do, you see, because Flexpression can be in making a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just I'm using my mind to do it, man. Mm. So anything that you think that you can think you can do, man, is basically what the message is about Flexpression, you know, the philosophy.
Mm.
So for me, it was just, like it really helped me in a way because it helped me to deal with my emotions, man. You see, which a lot of people don't do.
Yes.
Unfortunately. So I ask myself, really, how do I feel?
Mm.
I would even look in the mirror from time to time, you know, and really face myself.
Yeah.
And be like, how do you feel?
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, you know, and really assess that feelings first and understanding what that feeling or emotions is and where it comes from.
Mm.
So that by the time I'm in a freeze, that's basically what that emotion was, but in a visual form, you know. And I capture these moments and people just probably just look at it as like another flexible guy, but it's a lot deeper than just a freeze or a pose or someone being double jointed, quote unquote, you know?
Yeah. Conway, I know that, I mean, obviously in our fraternity, the dance world is basically at the bottom of the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically for you, you're the only Flexpressionist here in South Africa. Mm-hmm. How do you find your inspiration? How do you find things that, I mean, obviously you've now already told us that you explore the world on your own, basically. But what keeps you motivated? Because you don't have another. I know many contemporary dancers, so I know that I can go to a class or to a studio or do something online. How do you stay inspired and motivated?
I think I always like try and like be a better version of myself than I was yesterday, today. You see, and like yesterday was a different version of me, so technically it's a different person. Do you know what I mean? So that's kind of how I look at it, man. And I'm very competitive, man, naturally. So even for myself, I'm always just like, nah, man, but like, I'm going to beat you one way, man. You know what I mean? I'm going to beat you again tomorrow.
Yeah.
But also just people, like normal people. Like if you, for example, in a club or, you know, social space and you see someone that can't dance, I love watching those people because that's where you get like, because it's still movement, man. It's just not like on beat or, You know, it's in their own way, but like yeah. if you really like look at people that can't dance, you really see a different kind of rhythm.
Yeah.
But then I ask myself, is it then offbeat?
Mm.
Like it's still on
the beat. Because that's their movement, so that you must understand? Be there too.
So, yeah. Yeah, and also like animals, just like nature, like trees.
Yeah.
I love trees because like yo, they say a lot of things, man.
Yeah.
You know, and like
I'm sure they do.
When the wind blows, it just blows, man. And yeah. the trees follow; they don't resist. You
mm-hmm.
see,
mm-hmm.
and if they do, they break. And so all of these things, man, like really finding inspiration from everything around you, man, like. You're the world's your oyster. Yeah. Like, yeah. there's so much things. You just have to know where to look, man.
Yeah. Wow, Conway. I mean, this has really been so insightful. I mean, there's artwork on the table also that I absolutely love. if you can maybe just show us, you know, a few of it. This is absolutely incredible. And you did this all by yourself, eh?
Yeah, on my iPad with no stylus, but my finger. And yeah, it was just for me. Something that started off by like getting an iPad and just like downloading games or whatever. But yeah, like I really enjoy these. And these are also like from, this is someone that really inspired me, female I met on set once.
It's really beautiful.
Had a dope conversation with her. And you see her smile says, love yourself.
I love
so
that.
It's very, like a lot of detail. You know, a lot of detail in like the pictures and stuff. This is also me, another freeze that I did. I think Ferenc Isaacs took that photo. Shout out to Ferenc. And then I just did like a dance thing behind it. That's Mr. Smiles.
Hey, Mr. Smiles.
Just someone
we love
in
Mr.
my
Smiles.
Imagination. And this was actually me. One morning I woke up. I got like crazy news or something. And I was just like, huh? But then that was how my face looked. Literally, and then
wow.
I just found shapes and colors to express that feeling, man, you know. And you know when something is like, something isn't right, but you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But you'll know when it's right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically my artwork. When I know it's right or I feel it's right, I don't add anything else. I just save it and upload it.
That's amazing.
Or I print it on like some fine art paper, you know.
Well, I'm looking forward to having my portrait done soon.
Yes, yes, of course. That's loaded. That's
Conway, great. Before we wrap it up, thank you so much for coming. I just want to know if you've got any words of encouragement for, I mean, we know that there's not a lot of expressionists, but people that are possibly maybe looking into it, but also just in general, any words of advice wanting to just pursue, first of all, being your authentic self and just pursuing a career in the creative sector?
Me and my crew, Kale Kupul, like to say is you can't overcome us, you can only become one with us. And you can actually take that same quote and just put you in it, you know what I mean? You can't overcome yourself, you can only become one with yourself. You know, and this is just to say that, like, stop trying so hard to, like be beyond yourself. Like, yourself is good enough, man. So just learn to basically accept that, and when you accept that, that's something very small, but it's the simple things that matter, man. And you'll see everything else flow from that, you know, unravel from that. So for me, it's just, yeah, accept who you are, man. Love yourself, like really love yourself, man. And look yourself in the mirror and be like, yo, this is me. This is the body that I am in this lifetime. What am I going to do? You know what I mean? Am I still going to try and be someone else? Like, trip on your fingerprints, man. You know, like small stuff that's going to really help you appreciate the person or individual that you are, man. And yeah, you really have something to say in this world. So say it, you know, find out what that words are and just say it. Because everyone else is.
So
why are you like keeping quiet, man? You know? And say what you want to say. If it's in cursive, then speak in cursive. Whatever it is, man, like just accept it and accept yourself and know that you are great, man, within yourself. So just, be you.
Wow, Conway, thank you so very much. I definitely agree with you on that. Like, there's only one of you, so you might as well just live it out till the fullest.
Thanks.
Well, that's it for us today, my lovelies. It's been so great to have you. Thank you so much for tuning into the Dance Floor. We hope that you had a great time with us. Feel free to drop us a comment or a shout out. We look forward to seeing you next time. Don't forget to subscribe. Peace.
Peace.
This top-notch chat was another show by The Castry. Please give us a rating wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for tuning in.